Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Appearing in rather rough shape, the suspects in the deadly attack on a Moscow-area concert venue have appeared in a Russian court. The BBC's Charles Haviland following developments in Moscow.
Russian media have named all four suspects, publishing video of them in the courtroom. One, either unconscious or barely conscious, was brought in a wheelchair and even given medical attention in court. All appear to have been beaten. Videos of brutal interrogation sessions were apparently leaked by security forces, and reports suggest one has lost an ear and at least one has been electrocuted. The Afghan cell of the Islamic State group says it was responsible for Friday's gun attack, killing almost 140 people.
Meanwhile, the Russia-Ukraine war rages on, with Russia stepping up its attacks on Kiev.
Russia's hit the Ukrainian capital for the third time in 5 days, part of an apparent escalation of aerial bombardment of cities by the Kremlin's forces. City authorities say a residential building was damaged in one district of the city, while debris from interceptions fell on various other districts during the daylight attack. The assault comes 3 days after a concert hall attack in Russia that killed more than 130 people. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sought to tie the attack to Ukraine, even though an affiliate of the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. I'm Charles Villadesma.
This is deadline day for former President Trump. Barring a last-minute reprieve, he must pay a $464 million bond or risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. However, such a seizure can be a long, arduous process, that according to New York real estate attorneys. Watching Wall Street, stocks have been in the red so far this morning. Right now, the Dow down 82 points. The Nasdaq is off 49. The S&P down 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Sports bettors, they missed out on the upset-filled first round of the Big Dance, but they bounced back in round two of the NCAA tournament as the favorites won 15 of the 16 games. The favorites were 8-3 against the spread before Clemson became the only underdog to get to the Sweet 16 with its 72-64 win over Baylor. Now the favorites were 11-5 against the spread in the second round after number one seed Houston beat Texas A&M in overtime 100-95, but they failed to cover the spread. Now the Cougars are 4 wins away from a national championship and helping Mattress Mack cash in on his $1 million bet over at Caesars Palace to win $7.5 million. After the first weekend of action in the NCAA tournament, the Big Dance, favorites are 29-19 against the spread. With rising rents, California house hunters pricing out locals, and an ever-increasing affordable housing crisis here in Southern Nevada, more and more Southern Nevadans are also having a tough time keeping a roof over their heads. If that's the case with you, help may be available. The Clark County Economic Opportunity Board may be able to help if you're behind on the month's rent. To qualify, you must have a source of income, a Nevada ID, and documentation of hardship. Now that spring has sprung, pool season is here with just about every Las Vegas resort swimming pool open for activity, some open to locals as well as hotel guests. Station Casinos properties, they welcome locals, but reservations are needed. Boyd Gaming properties, including Orleans and Aliante, they charge an admission fee. Now the Palms Pool, through April 30th, they'll let locals use a cabana and plunge pool for free, but you need a reservation and you need to show your local ID. and take the sunscreen. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Continue to move along safely on the Valley freeways and slowly in all the usual spots, but no accidents being reported on the highways. Got a new one, injury accident at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Rainbow. Also still working that earlier serious one in the northwest of Rancho and Smoke Ranch Road and in Henderson at Eastern and Windmill. Cool temperature is going to be around for at least another day. We'll only see the upper 60s with winds gusting up around 25 miles per hour again. It's 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. And of course, on Monday, that always means Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us. Victor, how's your bracket holding up, my friend?
I've got too old. I didn't even do one. But I hope everyone's doing as good as can be expected.
Wow. I want to ask, I in promoting this hour, I said we're going to be talking about the EPA and the ERA. I don't know really where to begin, but you wrote about both of them. The EPA, obviously, the new rule last Wednesday. Can you talk a little bit about what the government's trying to do aside from eliminate gas-powered automobiles?
Well, that's exactly what they want to do. The Biden administration, through the EPA, has issued new requirements for car companies. And, you know, you can dive into the technical details and talk about, oh, it's tailpipe emissions over a fleet of vehicles. But the bottom line is they want people in electric vehicles. And they want most of those vehicles to be all electric, some of them to be hybrids. And under the scenario, the EPA considers most likely less than 30% of new vehicles by 2032 will be allowed to be gas-powered vehicles. So when we say that they're coming for the gas cars, it's not a joke. I mean, they're literally coming for gas cars. They're coming for the cars that most people want to buy. And if the government's fingers weren't on the scales already, even more people would be buying.
Will there be huge incentives, tax incentives, for people that buy these non-gas-powered automobiles?
You know, they've used those to try and push people towards electric. You know, I think it's going to be hard when, you know, in theory, most vehicles are going to be electric. I suspect that there will be a court challenge to this, and I'm hopeful that it will be overturned, that the Supreme Court has shown a little more willingness to say, you know, hey, guys, you can't just make rules out up like this. You know, Congress is supposed to make laws. I mean, first of all, the Constitution never gave the federal government the authority to ban gas cars, a de facto ban on gas cars. That's not in the Constitution. But if you were supposed to, going to do this, it would have to come through Congress. And what's happened with so many of these rules, whether it's about your dishwasher or your stove or your light bulb, you know, you might think, who's voting for this stuff? And the fact is that no one's voting for it, because what's happened is Congress has passed these broad acts, and they say to the regulators, to the executive branch, you know, go ahead and make some changes every once in a while. And then the executive branch issues regulations, which have become de facto laws. I mean, they have the force of law. They make, you know, people change people and companies' behavior. But no one's voting for these people who are making for it. You know, you can't go to your local bureaucrat and say, I'm voting you out this November because you banned gas cars. It's an absurdity. It's a mockery of our constitutional system. And hopefully the Supreme Court is willing to step in and say, you know, look, yeah, you just can't do this.
Can anything be done legislatively if let's say we win a bigger majority in the House and we end up taking over the U.S. Senate? Is it something that can be done legislatively, or is it primarily, as you say, going to be through the courts?
Well, you can do it legislatively. The hard part, of course, is getting the 60 votes in the Senate. But you can go back to this enabling legislation, these acts. You know, this one might be the Clean Air Act, and revise it, you know, and just say, you know, you're not allowed to do this, which is what they should do with a lot of these pieces of legislation. There's a whole bunch of energy legislation that Congress has passed over the years that's given the Energy Department authority over, you know, dishwashers and dryers, and you know, that stuff should all go away. I mean, your shower heads, that comes through the EPA too. You know, basically these agencies just kind of get put on autopilot, and Congress absolutely should rein them in, should come back and say, you know, no, we're taking away this authority. You aren't allowed to do this. Usually what happens, which is just kind of incredible, is Congress has a mechanism. If in a certain amount of time after the regulation is passed, they can go back and veto it, basically, and say, oh, no, we didn't want to do that. It's so amazing. Congress is, you know, giving away its own authority, and then in some rare circumstances, they'll go back through and say, oh, actually, no, you can't do that. I mean, just take all the authority back and say, you know, if we're going to make a big change like this, it's got to come through Congress. It's got to come through the people's representatives, not through unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats.
One of the things I know is that, and by the way, joining us is Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. One of the things I know is that the state of California has been a leader, and a lot of different states have said, hey, we're going to hitch our wagons to California. Can the states do something about this? Is there any power that the states actually have in this, or do they just not have a say?
Well, so to step back a little bit, Congress has, you know, delegated its authority further. It's given California a special carve out in the Clean Air Act, where it can go even further than federal regulators in making companies do things, and then other states will oftentimes jump on board with them. And I think there's been about 12 states that have gone along with California's plan, which is to eliminate gas cars entirely by 2035. I mean, not this, like, some gas cars, you know, if you meet the fleet standards, no, they're just going to be gone entirely in California by 2035, they say. And, you know, so states don't have to sign on to that. Congress should absolutely repeal that. You know, California should not be a mini federal government making its own set of laws that apply to companies. And so, you know, what happens here is when you're these companies, right, you're making these $1 billion investment in these car factories, and so you're having to try and game out, you know, what's going to happen in 8 years, because I can't make, you know, this multi-billion-dollar investment in a car factory that's going to pay out over 20 years if the gas-powered cars that it's you know, that I want it to produce are going to be banned in 5 years. And so, you know, just by California being able to say, you know, you can't, you know, sell gas cars here. You know, you may think, well, I'm in Nevada or I'm in Florida. That doesn't affect me. But it does affect you, because the car companies want to be making, you know, they want to know what's going to happen so they can make their investments. And if they know, well, a huge part of the American market is going to be going all electric, that just puts tremendous pressure on them to make an investment, not that consumers want, but that the regulators want, into electric vehicles.
Is the technology for electric in place now, or is this a work in progress, something that you know, is going to be 5, 6, 8, 10 years down the road?
Well, I mean, you can have a good electric car right now. You can have a good plug-in hybrid car right now. I mean, I think one of the problems that you're seeing is that, you know, electric cars, you know, if you are just driving to work every day and you're coming home and you're plugging it into your house, as for you as an individual, that works. You know, we're running into problems with the power grid where, you know, at the same time we're pushing people for electric cars, we're pushing towards, you know, quote-unquote renewable fuels. And, you know, in Nevada, solar power, guess what happens at 6 o'clock at night? The sun goes down. Guess what time people are charging their cars at, you know, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And so you kind of have the government here working at cross purposes where, you know, they want everyone to buy these electric cars, but then they're weakening the electric grid by making it rely on solar and wind power. And, you know, so you've got a problem there. You've got a problem with lithium, where we have plenty of lithium in the U.S. and in Nevada in particular, but another government agency is saying, oh, well, it's, you know, you've got to go through this decade-long regulatory process to be able to mine lithium, and maybe not even then. And so if you're going to, you know, boost the production of electric vehicles so much, it's going to be hard when you don't have access to the lithium. And then you have the issue of charging stations if you're taking a big road trip. And, you know, the challenge is that it takes longer to charge a vehicle than to go to your gas station and put some gas in the car. And so, you know, it's really hard for people to plan out road trips because, you know, even if they say there's a charging station, it might be broken. It might not be working. It might be an older one that's going to take you a long time. It might be full, you know, because there might be four other people there wanting to charge. And so I actually think, you know, the infrastructure right now, the infrastructure right now is certainly not there to support, you know, this many electric vehicles. And I know they're, you know, the federal government's trying to give a whole bunch of money for charging stations, but I just think you're going to run into a lot of problems, a lot of frustration for people with electric vehicles as more people buy electric vehicles, and you have to rely on public charging stations.
I mentioned that we'd be talking about the EPA and the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment. You wrote about both. The ERA, it just has not been front of mind for me for a long time, the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment. You say that Democrats used misinformation to pass the ERA. Can you talk a little bit about your column from the weekend?
Yeah, so in 2022, Nevada voters voted on what was deemed the so-called Equal Rights Amendment, and basically the text of it says equality of rights under law shall not be denied or abridged by, you know, Nevada on account of race, color, creed, sex orientation, gender identity or expression, age, disability, ancestry, or national origin. And the ACLU went to court and said, you know, because the government's not allowed to deny rights based on sex, then the state has to cover abortions under Medicaid. You know, and there's a problem with that. I mean, there's lots of problems with that argument, but the judge granted it. And you go back to the debate over the passage of the ERA, and Democrats were very direct. Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, when she was testifying in support of this at the legislature, you know, said the language does not provide for the funding of abortions. You know, she went on to say that, oh, yes, you'll still be able to have, you know, single-sex locker room spaces and protect girls' sports, which, you know, again, you just look down the line and you just know that, you know, unless the Supreme Court reins this in, that's exactly what's going to happen next with people suing over this. You know, you go back to the arguments for passage in the voters' pamphlets, and the proponent said, do not be misled by the unfounded speculation that the ERA could be used to protect abortion rights. I mean, it's just amazing, it's a lot easier to pass stuff and get voters to approve things when you can just essentially lie about what it's going to do or what it could do. And, you know, if people think like, oh, it's just, are people equal? Okay, yeah, we'll vote for it. You know, that's a totally different thing than, you know, this is going to institute sweeping policy changes that you don't want. And, you know, are you going to vote for it? You know, those are two different conversations. But, you know, Democrats very oftentimes will pull this kind of bait and switch where they will say something or they use kind of, you know, generic language. You know, just think about DEI, right? Diversity means everyone thinks the same. It's just, their arguments and their policies so often depend on basically fooling people. And you certainly see that with the ERA.
In our final couple of minutes, today is what we are calling Judgment Day. Donald J. Trump's got to come up with $464 million, almost half a billion dollars, in a New York court. How is this going to end? Trump says he's got $500 million. His lawyer says he doesn't have it. How do you see this thing playing out today on Judgment Day?
I would be very surprised if he's able to put up the money. I mean, I think people sometimes think, oh, billionaires, they just have like this bank account that's got $1 billion. I mean, that's not how it works. I mean, one of the reasons you're a billionaire is you are good with your money, which means you're not just leaving it in the bank, right? You've got it in assets, whether they're stocks or properties or a company. And it's not easy to turn those things into that much money. And so even if on paper someone's worth $3 billion, saying, hey, come up with $500 million, that's a lot of money. So I would not be surprised if he's not able to come up with it. I would hope, although I certainly don't expect it to happen, that the appeals court in New York would kind of step in and say, look, this is nuts, especially because, you know, I mean, the unjustness of what's happening here, it just can't be overstated. I mean, he is being prosecuted by people who are going after him because he is a Republican, because he's a conservative, because he was a great president, and they want to destroy him for political reasons, and they're trying to bankrupt him and destroy his, you know, the properties and his wealth base. And it's really a vile thing. It's really been discouraging to see how few Democrats are willing to denounce this. So I don't think it's going to go well for him in court today.
In our final minute, I've got to ask you, will the appellate courts save his bacon today? Or as you say, is he not going to prevail?
I mean, I hope to, but I hope they do. But I'm not super optimistic about it. I don't think, you know, if I had to guess, I'd say no, but you just never know what's going to happen.
Wow. We will all learn this together. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to visit with you. We'll be reading your stuff in the RJ 3 times a week. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Check out his stuff. It's thought-provoking and eye-opening, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers 0 down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes. Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
Books swirl it down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go.
I've looked at all of the national polling, and in most of the national polling, we are finding that Donald J. Trump is leading Biden with Hispanics. You ask, why is that? I'm going to give you Exhibit A. This is Tim Kaine. He's a senator from Virginia and just refuses to use the word invasion to describe our southern border crisis. This was Fox News Sunday yesterday. Tim Kaine, cut four. Go.
Do you agree with Senator Cotton that our porous southern border, where, again, we've already found 70 people on a terror watch list just this year alone, potentially opens us up to this kind of real danger on U.S. soil?
Well, Shannon, first, my heart goes out to the families in Russia that were affected by this. The U.S. did warn Russia, and Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Tuesday discounting the warning, saying we were trying to meddle and create confusion. We also warned Iran a couple months ago about a potential attack by ISIS-K there. If you want to know the difference between democracies and authoritarians, we will tell nations if we're worried about their civilians. Russia or Iran would never tell us if they had news that there was going to be a terrorist attack in the United States. With respect to the southern border is a challenge. That's why, you know, since I came to the Senate, I've been part of bipartisan efforts to fix it again and again and again. But each time, whether it was bipartisan immigration reform in 2013, a bipartisan deal in 2018, bipartisan to invest at the border, each time the Republicans torch it, Donald Trump even making plain the last thing they want to do is fix the border. They just want to, you know, raise a ruckus about the border. We need to get serious about fixes.
So Senator Cotton said that this administration openly repealed dozens of executive orders that had changed the numbers at the border. You saw the video. We've all seen it this week of what happened there when there were people who burst through the wire, that they got to the Texas National Guard taking them on there. The Federalist writing about it says this: the video is shocking. It underscores not only how unstable the border has become, but also